Thank you, Christine. Since she mentioned my two sons, I need to say I have a lovely wife too.
既然她提到我的两个孩子，我也有一个非常可爱的妻子。
What a joy it is to be with you this morning.
今天早上跟你们在一起非常的喜乐。
Would you join me in a word of prayer?
我们一起来祷告。
Our loving Heavenly Father,
我们亲爱的天父
，Thank you for promising that if we draw near to you, you will draw near to us.
谢谢你应许我们，如果我们亲近你，你就亲近我们。
Open our eyes.
开我们的眼睛。
We want to see Jesus.
我们希望，我们想看到耶稣。
And in seeing Jesus, we want to know of the power of His resurrection.
在看见耶稣的时候，我们也想认识他的复活的大能。
We also want to share in the fellowship of His sufferings.
我们也想与他一同受苦。
We ask all this in His name.
我们所求的是靠耶稣的圣名。
Amen. Amen. Our Lord Jesus says that we ought to pray and not give up.
我们的主说，我们应该常常祷告，不可灰心。
The Apostle Paul says that we should not be anxious about anything, but in everything to pray.
使徒保罗说，我们应当一无挂虑，凡事祷告。
And James says that the prayer of a righteous man is powerful, it is effective.
雅各也说，义人的祷告是大有能力和功效。
Yet if your experience is like mine, the one area in your Christian life which you constantly fail or constantly get defeated is your prayer life.
如果你像我一样有这样的经历，就是你的某一个基督徒的生活的一个领域呢，是常常很受挫折的，那就是你的祷告生活。
How do we explain that?
我们如何来解释这个原因呢？
Can I suggest that it is not an accident?
我们可以说这不是一个偶然的。
Because this is a work of our enemy, Satan.
因为这是撒旦，我们敌仇敌的工作。
You see, Satan does not mind if you read the Bible as long as you don't pray.
如果你不祷告，撒旦并不在乎你是不是读经。
Because he knows when you read it, it will never transform your life.
因为如果你不读经的话，既然你读，你就是在，如果你不祷告，就是读经也无法改变你的生命。
It may even make you very, very proud because you know it very well.
甚至会让你非常的骄傲，因为你很非常懂圣经。
Now Satan doesn't mind you sharing your faith as long as you don't pray.
只要你不祷告，撒旦也不在乎你是不是分享你的信仰。
Because he rather that you talk to men about God than talk to God about men, which is more important.
因为祷告比那个你向别人谈论神或者向神谈论别人更重要。
Now Satan doesn't mind if you become very busy in the ministry as long as you don't pray.
只要你不祷告，撒旦也不在乎你是否在事工上非常的匆忙。
Because then you will be very active, but you won't really be accomplishing very much.
因为如果是那样的话，你可能非常的忙，却不能成就任何事。
As you can see, Satan has his methods.
我们看到撒旦有他的方法。
One of his greatest methods is to keep us from our secret weapon.
他其中的一个很大的诡计就是要让我们远离我们的秘密武器。
This morning, to help us discover why prayer, the Christian secret weapon, is so important, I would like to ask you three questions. I would like to ask three questions.
今天我们要来看一看这个为什么祷告是如此的重要。我想提三个问题来帮助我们发掘其中的重要性。
The first question is, what did the Lord do in His life on earth?
第一个问题是主耶稣在世上的时候他做了什么？
I'm sure there's a lot of things we can say about that.
当然我们有很多事可以说。
But one thing that we many times may miss or may not get right away is the fact that our Lord spent a lot of his time on earth in prayer.
可能很多时候我们不太注意或者忽略的一个方面就是主耶稣常常的祷告。
I would like to recommend a study to you that could change your life.
我想建议我们来做一个学习，这样可以改变我们的生命。
I challenge you to study the Gospels, particularly the Gospel of Luke.
我挑战你们来研究那个福音书，尤其是路加福音。
And focus in on the issue of Jesus's prayer life.
集中你的精力，看一看耶稣的祷告生活。
You'll find out that there are 15 specific occasions when it says that our Lord prayed in the Gospels.
你会看到有15个不同的场景，在里面呢，耶稣特别提到耶稣是在祷告。
And out of that 15, 11 is found in the Gospel of Luke.
那十五个祷告场景中的十一个呢，是在路加福音当中出现的。
Luke shows us that our Lord Jesus lived on earth dependently on prayer.
路加告诉我们，耶稣在世上不断地靠着祷告生活。
The Lord Jesus' public ministry began with his baptism in Luke chapter 3, verse 21 to 22.
路加那个耶稣的事工，耶稣公开的事工呢，是在路加福音的三章二十一节开始的。
As the Lord was being baptized, we were told that the heaven opened and a voice came down saying, You are my son, whom I love, with you I am well pleased.
当耶稣受洗之后，天就开了，有声音说，你是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
Three times we hear this statement in the Gospels.
我们在福音书中有三次听到这样的话。
Why is it true?
为什么这个这么重要？
Why is the Father pleased with the Son?
为什么天父喜悦儿子？
Because the Son found all of his pleasure in the Father.
因为儿子的所有的这个喜悦都在天父里面。
How do we know that?
我们如何知道？
In Luke chapter 5 verse 16, we're told that Jesus often withdrew to a lonely place and there he prayed.
我们看到在路加福音的五章十六节，耶稣常常到僻静的地方去祷告。
This is our Lord's secret weapon.
这就是我们主耶稣的秘密武器。
My professor in Dallas Seminary, Dr. Howard Hendricks, liked to remind us with these words.
我的那个在达拉斯的那个神学教授呢，常常用他的话提醒我。
He said there are two aspects in the ministry.
在事工中有两个层面。
One aspect involves people.
一个层面呢就是与人交往。
The other ministry, get it, ministry is isolation from people.
另外的一个事工就是要远离人群。
He said, remember if you spend all your time with people, then you will no longer impact them because you've just lost the source of your power.
他说，如果你要常常跟人在一起呢，你可能就侍奉就没有功效，因为你失去了你那个侍奉的那个力量。
I'm sure this is the reason why 12 times in the Gospels, we find the Lord taking his disciples away to a solitary place.
这也是为什么在福音书当中有12次我们看到耶稣把他的门徒带到僻静的地方。
And in that solitary place, he teaches them the strategic importance of prayer.
在这些僻静的地方，他就特别教导他们这个祷告的这个原则。
In Luke chapter 6, verse 12 to 13, we find the Lord going out to the mountainside to pray.
在路加福音六章十二节，我们看到耶稣到带领他们去山上祷告。
In fact, he ended up spending the whole night in prayer.
事实上，他在那个山上整夜祷告。
What was Jesus praying about?
耶稣在为什么祷告呢？
What was so important that Jesus had to pray through the night and into the following day?
有什么重要的事情是耶稣必须要彻夜祷告呢？
You see, he was praying about the choice of his disciples.
他在为拣选门徒的事祷告。
Continuing on in our Lord's prayer life, in Luke chapter 9, verse 28 to 34, this is about the transfiguration.
然后继续在路加福音的九章二十八节，我们看到那个耶稣登山变相那个事件。
The event started with the Lord taking Peter, James, and John up into the mountain to pray.
那个故事告诉我们，耶稣带着彼得、约翰、雅各到山上去祷告。
And as Jesus was praying, a cloud appeared and enveloped them.
当耶稣祷告的时候，就有云彩过来把他们罩住。
And then a voice says, "This is my son whom I have chosen. Listen to him."
有声音说，这是我的儿子，我所喜悦的，你们要听从他。
I once came across an interesting article in the Harvard Business Review.
我有一次在那个哈佛商业评论那个期刊上看到很有趣的一个事。
It was a study on how the average business executive, it says, spends 70% of his time listening.
他说的是那个提到那些商业的高管，他们花70%的时间是用来听。
Imagine 70% of his time on a skill that he has little or of no receive little or no training at all.
你想一想，这些高管他们在那个领域要花70%的时间，而他们却受到很少的一些训练。
I also read that some medical schools wanted to include a course for doctors just on how to listen.
我也听到有一些医学院呢，他们也想开启一些课程，让那个医生学习如何聆听。
I wonder if we should have that in the seminary.
我不知道我们神学院是否也需要这样的课程。
Because we know, all of us know, it's easier to teach someone how to speak, and it's much, much harder to teach them how to listen.
我们知道要教导人去听，比教导人去说要难得多。
How important it is for us to learn and spend time listening to the Lord.
我们要花时间去聆听主的话是何等的重要。
In Luke chapter 11, verse 1, it says, One day Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray.
在路加福音的十一章第一节有一次说、啊、耶稣到一个地方祷告，祷告完了有个门徒对他说，求主教导我们祷告。
Do you know that this is the only recorded thing we have in the gospel of the disciples asking Jesus to teach them?
你们知道这是福音书中第一次，唯一的一次那个提到门徒要求耶稣教他们祷告。
Why do you think that is?
你们认为这为什么会这样？
I would suppose it because every time they look for Jesus and found him, guess what he's doing?
我想说他们每一次看耶稣的时候都发现他在干什么呢？
They find him on his knees in prayer.
他们发现他在跪着祷告。
Can I ask you, would anybody ask you to teach them how to pray?
我想问你们，有没有人要求你教他们祷告？
I'm sure if they find you on your knees all the time, they're going to ask you.
我相信如果有人看到你常常跪着祷告，他们就会要求你教他们祷告。
In Luke chapter 22, verse 31, Jesus said to Peter, Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sieve you, that is to remove you as wheat.But I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail.
在路加福音的二十二章三十一、三十二节，主又说：“西门，西门，撒旦要想得着你们，好筛你们像筛麦子一样。但我已经为你们祈求，叫你们不至失了信心。”
Jesus told Simon, "Simon, I'm praying for you."
耶稣告诉那个西门说：“我在为你祷告。”
And Jesus goes on to say, "Peter, when you come around, because he knows later Peter will backslide and will deny Jesus. But when you come back, and I'm confident you're going to come back because I prayed for you, Peter. When you've done that, teach others."
耶稣知道西门以后会那个背叛他，然后他说，但是耶稣为他祷告。耶稣说，你当你回头的时候，你要教导别人如何去祷告。
Did Peter come back?
彼得有没有回来
？Did Peter teach his brothers, the other disciples?
彼得有没有教导其他的弟兄姊妹？
We see that in Acts. We see that in 1 and 2 Peter.
我们在那个使徒行传，在彼得前后书都看到。
That was the result of Jesus' prayer for him.
我们看到彼得，耶稣为彼得的祷告是有效的。
In Luke chapter 22, verse 39 to 46, this is Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane.
在路加福音二十二章四十二节谈到耶稣在科西马尼园。
There our Lord prayed, Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done.
耶稣说，父啊，你若愿意，就把这杯撤去，然而不要成就我的意思，只要成就你的意思。
Have you ever prayed for healing?
你有没有为医治祷告？
Well, you will a lot once you get to the ministry.
当你参与事工的时候，你会发现你会常常为医治祷告。
I remember the earliest.Recollection of me praying for a sick person was for my grandmother who was in a hospital.
我记得早期我最早开始为医治祷告是为我的在住院的那个祖母。
But she soon died.
但是她很快就去世了。
And I have similar situations in my ministry.
我在事工当中也遇到类似的情形。
A few weeks ago, I was sharing this to my fellowship group at church, and we have one deacon came up to see Pastor. That's also my experience.
几个星期前我在我的那个团契里面分享的时候，有一个人就说，哎，牧师，那也是我的经历。
He said, in fact, people don't ask me to pray anymore.
事实上人们不再要求我祷告了。
Because every time I pray, the person dies.
因为每次我祷告，人就会去世。
It's like, well, at least I know a few occasions of people getting better in my ministry.
我至少是在我的事工当中有一些人是好起来了。
But you know, one thing I learned,
但是我学到一件事
is that I would never pray for healing without saying those words, not my will, but yours be done.
就是每次祷告的时候，我都会说，不要成就我的意思，乃要成就你的意思。
Why would I say that?
我为什么这样说呢？
Do I love my grandmother?
我爱我的祖母吗？
Do I love those that I pray for?
我爱我的那个为之祷告
的人吗？ Do I want them to get better?
我希望他们好起来
吗？ Do I want them to get healed?
我想他们得医治吗？
Yes.
当然可是。
But under every circumstances, I'm willing to bow to the sovereignty of God and say, Lord, it's your will that I want to be done, not mine.
但是在任何的情况下，我都想降服于神的主权，让你的旨意成就，而非我的旨意。
That's how our Lord prayed.
这是我们主的祷告。
In Luke chapter 22, verse 34 and 46, our Lord is now on the cross.
在路加福音23章34节，那个时候我们的主在十字架上。
It is amazing that his first words on the cross was, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing."
很奇妙，他在十字架上第一个祷告是。主啊，赦免他们，因为父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
And his last words were, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit."
他最后的话是说，父啊，我把我的灵魂交在你手中。
Do you realize those words were prayers?
你们有没有意识到这些话是祷告的话？
And in Luke chapter 24, verse 30, this is now after the resurrection.
在路加福音二十四章三十节，那个时候是耶稣已经复活了。
Jesus is talking to his disciples on the road to Emmaus.
耶稣在那个跟那个他的门在以马忤斯路上的门徒讲话。
Now they didn't know this was Jesus.
他们不认识他是耶稣。
But when they were in a meal together with Jesus, Jesus took bread and he gave thanks, broke it, and at that moment their eyes were opened.
当他们与耶稣一同就餐的时候，当耶稣拿起饼来掰开的时候，他们的眼睛就明亮了。
I like to suggest that it was at that point of prayer of thanksgiving that familiar imagery.That made them recognize their resurrected Savior.
我想说，就是在耶稣在祷告的那一刻，他们的眼睛开了，他们认识到一个非常熟悉的形象，他们认出了耶稣。
And finally, Luke chapter 24, verse 50 to 51 is the 11th and the last passage in our study.
最后呢，在二十四章那个五十一节是我们最后的一个祷告。
It says, as Jesus was ascending into heaven.He was blessing his disciples.
耶稣正要升天，他在为他的门徒祷告。
As he was leaving, Jesus was praying blessings over each one of them.
耶稣离世的时候，为他们每一个人祷告，求福。
That was the last, and I won't be surprised, the lasting impression of Jesus on the mind, on the heart of his disciples.
我也相信这是耶稣留在他门徒心中、头脑中的最后的一个印象。
Now, as we can see, and I hope you understand.That our Lord prayed about everything.
我想让你们明白，我们的主是为所有的事情祷告。
Prayer was part of our Lord's life from beginning to the end.
从始至终，祷告就是我们主耶稣生命的一部分。
He prayed about ordinary occasions.
他为平凡的事祷告。
He prayed about extraordinary occasions.
他为一些不平凡的事祷告。
He prayed in public.
他在公众场合祷告。
He prayed in private.
他在私下祷告。
He prayed about common activities like eating.
他为这些非常平凡的这些活动，比方说吃饭祷告。
He prayed about critical issues as choosing his disciples.
他还为一些重要的事情，比如说拣选门徒祷告。
Prayer was not peripheral; it was central in the life of our Lord.
祷告并不是可有可无的事，在我们主的那个心中，祷告是他的中心。
It was not part of his life; it was his life.
祷告不是他生活的一部分，而是他的生活的全部。
And if the scripture teaches that even Jesus, the Son of God, found it necessary to pray and to make prayer an integral part of his life, how much more for us?
从圣经中我们看到，连我们的主耶稣，神的儿子，他都把祷告视为必要的，何况我们呢？
The second question to help us discover and understand the importance of prayer, the Christian secret life,is the question, what is our Lord doing right now in heaven?
第二个帮助我们明白这个祷告的重要性的问题就是我们来问一个问题。现在我们的主现在在天上做什么？
If no one has ever asked you that, don't worry. By the time you get out there in the ministry, a lot will.
如果现在没有人问你不要紧，当你去走向外面去侍奉的时候，很多人会问你这个问题。
What is Jesus doing now?
耶稣现在在做什么？
The answer can be found in two scriptures.
我们从两节经文可以找到答案。
The first one is in Hebrews chapter 7.
第一个答案是在那个希伯来书的第七章。
The theme of the book of Hebrews is the superiority of Jesus Christ.
这个希伯来书的主题就是我们主耶稣的超越性。
Our Lord is superior to the prophets.
我们的主超越先知。
He is superior to the angels.
他超越天使。
He is superior to Moses.
他超越摩西。
He is superior to the old covenant.
他超越旧约。
Now you may ask, what's wrong with the old covenant?
你可能说啊，旧约有什么问题吗？
Well, you need to understand the old covenant sacrifices. They are imagery, but Jesus is the reality.
我们需要明白旧约的那个祭司的系统只是一个影像，而我们主耶稣是那个实体。
The old covenant priesthood, they're temporary. Jesus is permanent.
旧约的那些祭司，他们只是暂时的，我们主耶稣呢是永久的。
That's why we find in chapter 7 verse 25 these words.
所以我们从那个七章二十五节看到这样的话。
Therefore, he is able to save completely those who come to God through him.
凡靠着他进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because he always lives to intercede for them.
因为他永远活着为他们代求。
Every time you pray, you need to remember you're entering a prayer meeting that goes for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
每一次你祷告的时候，你都要知道你是在参加一个24小时、一周七天的一个祷告会。
You may ask, who could pray that long or that much?
你可能会问，谁能那么长久的祷告呢?
Jesus.
耶稣。
Jesus is praying for you, for me.
耶稣在为你我祷告。
Now, I'm not talking about praying generally, Lord, bless the world, bless each and everyone. Not that kind of prayer.
我并不是说那个这样泛泛的祷告，说啊，主啊，你祝福所有的人，祝福所有这个全世界。
I believe it's specific prayer that Jesus makes.
我相信耶稣是在为每一个人做特别的祷告。
If you ever felt that no one prays for you, don't worry, because our Lord is.
如果你觉得没有人为你祷告，不要紧，我们的主耶稣在为你祷告。
You can count on that.
你可以确信这一点。
Let me ask you this. Do people ever ask you, would you pray for me?
我想问你们，有没有人问过你们啊，请你为我祷告可以吗？
How do you respond?
你如何回应的？
I'm sure we're all in ministry. So yes, we'll pray for you.
在事工当中我们都说啊，我会为你祷告。
But what happens later?
但是晚些时候怎么样呢？
If you're like me, sometimes we forget.
如果你像我一样，有时候我们就忘记了。
Not sometimes, but a lot.
其实不是有时候，而是常常。
So I've learned in the ministry that whenever someone asks me, could you pray for me?
So 我在事工中就学到啊，如果有人问我，请我为他祷告。
I would say yes. Can I do that right now?
我就说啊，可以的，我可以现在为你祷告吗？
Because if I pray right now, it's more chance that I will remember and not forget.
如果现在为他祷告呢，我就比较有机会呢，可以记得，不会忘记。
I found out that catch people off guard at times.
很多时候我就发现有些人是没有防备的对我的回应。
Oh, you want to pray for me right now, right here? You know, where everyone?
你想现在就在此时此地为我祷告吗？
I said, sure.
我说可以啊。
I remember I did that once in a church that I visited, and I don't think they meant that, you know, it's like, oh, pastor, could you pray that my daughter could take an exam, you know, a government exam, we'll pass it, and we'll go to a good school, you know, it's such a long request.
我在教会探访的时候呢，就有人就问，就要求说，哎，牧师，你能不能为我的女儿，为我的那个参加这个政府的这个考试祷告，能进入好的学校
？Actually, that test is going to be what in late this year.
哦，那个祷告，那个其实那个考试是年底的事。
I know I'm going to forget that.
啊，我知道我肯定会忘记这件事。
I said, can I do that right now?
我说我可不可以现在就祷告
？I said, what? You know, no. When you go home, it kind of was very hesitant.But I said, I want to pray for you now.
他说啊，不必，你可以回去就祷告。我说啊，我想现在就祷告。
I think it's not so much I'm spiritual because I know I'm very weak. I will forget.
不是我属灵，而是我知道我很软弱，我会忘记。
But we don't need to worry about our Lord.
但是我们不必为我担心我们的主。
He will not forget.
他不会忘记。
Because we know He's praying for you, for me, right now.
因为我们知道他现在就在为你为我祷告。
There's a second passage that answers the question, what is Jesus doing right now?
还有一段经文可以帮助我们明白耶稣现在在做什么。
This is found in Romans chapter 8, verse 26 to 27.
就是罗马书的八章二十六到二十七节。
You know, I can tell you before reading this passage, this is an incredible passage that there are times in my life that I hang on to this passage of scripture.
这是非常重要的一段经文，有的时候在我生命中最关键的时候，我就依靠这段经文，抓住这段经文。
The Apostle Paul said, in the same way the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We don't know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. And He who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints in accordance to God's will, with God's will.
保罗说，况且我们在软弱，有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得当怎样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。鉴察人心的晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。
As pastor, I've been in many difficult and even desperate situations that requires immediate guidance and wisdom.
作为一个牧师，我常常会经历一些非常关键、非常那个有挑战性、非常艰难的时刻，需要及时的引导和智慧。
These are phone calls in the middle of the night.
比方说半夜有电话打来。
For Miss Lee, that's practically every other day.
当然我们的陈老师可能每隔一天就会收到这样的电话。
Or these are emails from those that you haven't seen or heard for a long time.
还有一些你常常不怎么联系的人给你突然发邮件。
They may involve relational conflicts.
可能这个涉及到一些关系的一些冲突。
Personal tragedies.
个人的一些悲剧。
Even those contemplating suicide right there.
还有那些可能有自杀倾向的人。
And I can't help but saying, God, what can I do? What can I say?
我禁不住地说，主啊，我该怎么做？我该说什么话？
During those times, I have to quickly call on the Lord and say, God, I need your help.
在这样的情况下，我会立刻呼求神，主啊，我需要你的帮助。
I don't know what to tell them.
我不知道该怎么告诉他们。
At times, I remember there's a point in my ministry that whenever the phone rings past 11 o'clock, I already start praying.
每当那个在半夜过了半夜晚上十一点钟有电话打来的时候我就开始祷告
了。If the phone ring that late, you know, it's usually a very problematic situation.
如果电话在那么晚打来的时候你就知道会有一些问题发生了。
How about those times in your life when you don't even know how to say the words because you feel so weak?
那么在你的生命中又是如何呢当你知道 你软弱的不知道该怎么做的时候
You don't even know how to express your thought because of your lack of understanding of the scripture at a particular time.
在某一些时段你可能因为不明白圣经的真意来你甚至无法表达你的思绪
And you say, Lord, you're going to have to work in me and through me.
你就说主啊你一定要借着我你要在我里面工作通过我工作
Many times, you know, I would stand up in a pulpit And yes, I would do my exegesis, I would do my message preparation, but I feel so inadequate.
很多时候我站在讲台的时候，当然我还在解经，还在讲道，但是我觉得自己非常的软弱，自己非常没有能力。
And in my mind, I say, God, you gotta work through this because I don't know.
我心中就呼求说，主啊，你要帮助我，因为我不知道。
Here's the exciting news.
你就听到非常令人激愤的消息。
Romans chapter 8 assures us that the Holy Spirit is a specialist on the will of God.
罗马书告诉我们，那个圣灵是那个明白神心意的专家。
And that He is perfectly capable of revealing to you the heart and the mind of God.
他完全可以把神的心意、神的旨意向我们彰显。
So what's the bottom line?
所以我们的基本原则是什么呢
？We have a representative in heaven in Jesus Christ.
我们在天上有一个代表，耶稣基督。
We have His representative in us, in the Holy Spirit.
我们里面也有他的代表，就是圣灵。
He is able to take that which is feeble, that which is weak, and turn it to an overwhelming strength.
他可以把那些软弱的、那些无能的变成那个能力。
If you don't have anyone to pray for you, don't forget Jesus does.
如果没有人帮你祷告，不要紧，耶稣在为你祷告。
If you feel too weak, too ill, too limited, too frustrated, too confused, the Holy Spirit can bring order out of that chaos.
如果你觉得自己非常的软弱无能，非常的局限，非常的挫折，非常的困惑，不要紧，耶稣可以帮你。
There's a third and final question to help us discover and understand the importance of prayer.
还有最后一个问题可以帮助我们来明白祷告的重要性。
It is the question, what does our Lord desire to do in you and in me?
就是主，我们的主，他想在你，在我的心中做什么呢
？For that answer, we can look at Ephesians chapter 3 verse 17.
答案，我们可以在那个以弗所书三章十七节来找到。
Here the Apostle Paul says to the believers in Ephesus, "It is my prayer for you that." Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith.
这边那个保罗在祷告说，我使基督，我的祷告就是使基督因你们的信住在你们心里。
The word that the apostle Paul used to dwell here is the Greek word katoikesai.
那个住那个希腊语呢叫 katoitosai.
It's a wonderful word.
是一个非常奇妙的字。
It's a word which means to settle down.
就是安顿的意思。
It means to be at home.
就是在家里面的意思。
You know, for years I used to wonder, what does that mean?
我很多年就在想，哎，这个到底什么意思呢？
What is Paul talking about?
保罗在讲什么呢？
Well, we need to understand he's talking to people who have Jesus in their hearts already.
他在跟那些心中已经有耶稣同在的人讲话。
These are Christians.
这些人是基督徒。
But what does it mean that Jesus may dwell in their hearts?
那么让基督在他们住在他们心里是什么意思呢？
It means not only that he's there, but he is at home in our hearts.
意思是不仅他在那里，而且他是在我们心里，如同在家里面一样。
I have an aunt who lives in Vancouver, Canada.
我有一个有一个姑姑住在加拿大的温哥华。
Actually, he lives in many places. She lives in many places.
其实她住在很多的地方。
She has homes in Taiwan, in the United States, here in the Philippines, and also in Canada.
她在美国，在台湾，在菲律宾，还有在加拿大都有家。
Some people just have lots of homes.
有些人有很多的家。
When my wife and I got married, she told us that any time we want to visit Vancouver, we can stay at her place.
我和我妻子结婚之后呢，她就告诉我们，你们可以任何时候到那个温哥华来玩。
We don't even have to call her.
我们不需要甚至打电话给她。
We can just buy the ticket, fly there, just show up in Vancouver.
我们可以买机票就飞到温哥华，然后就到她家里面。
We can get the keys from her manager.
我们可以从她的那个经纪人拿到钥匙。
We can use the place.
我们可以就用那个地方。
Even eat the food that they have there.
甚至吃那里的东西。
Because she wants us to be completely at home.
因为她想让我们那个就像在家里面一样，在那里。
In 2004, we visited Vancouver.
2004年，我们就去了温哥华。
Do you think we had a good time?
你认为我们玩的愉快吗
？Do you think we want to go back?
你认为我们想再回去吗
？Do you think we want to live there?
你认为我们想住在那里吗
？What does it mean that Christ may be at home in our heart?
基督可以在我们的心里。在如同在家里面是什么意思呢
？It means Christ is welcome all the time.
意思就是说我们是常常欢迎基督的。
It means He can do whatever He desires.
也就是说，基督可以在我们里面做任何他想做的事。
It's a place that He takes great delight and joy to be in.
一个他喜欢去的地方。
Does that describe your heart?
这个是不是你心里的光景
？Is your heart a foretaste of intimacy and fellowship with God on earth as it will be when we get to heaven？
你心里面能不能预尝到与主的那种亲近的关系，那种交通，如同在天上一样
？Christ being at home in our heart, more importantly, is because it is His home.
当然，更重要的是，基督在我们的心里面，之所以在我们的心里面，是因为那就是他的地方。
It is when Christ makes His home in our heart that we become more and more like Him and produce characteristics like Jesus.
当基督以我们的心为家的时候，我们就越来越像他，并且越来越有他的品格。
What do you think is the most significant characteristic that our Lord Jesus has that He wants that we also have?
你们认为基督最重要的一个品格是什么？他也想在我们身上建立起来的品格。
Based on his life and his ministry, I have no doubt it would be a prayerful life.
从他的事工、他的生活中，我可以毫无疑问地说，是他的祷告生活。
Prayer is the Christian secret, though often neglected weapon.
祷告是基督徒常常忽略的一个秘密武器。
Why do we need to pray?
为什么需要祷告
？First, because that's what our Lord Jesus had done while he was here on earth.
首先，那是耶稣在世上曾经做的事。
Second, because that's what our Lord Jesus is doing now.
第二呢，那也是耶稣现在正在做的事。
And thirdly, because that's what our Lord Jesus wants to do in us.
第三，那也是耶稣想在我们生命中建立的事。
In light of what prayer is all about, I want to leave you with one question.
那么我想留给你们一个问题来思考祷告的重要性。
It's a question that challenges and convicts me in my own life and ministry.
这是一个常常挑战我，让我给我很多信心的一个问题，在我的事工当中。
And it is this question.
这是这个问题。
If there is something that can be done without prayer, is it really worth doing at all?
如果有些事情可以不经过祷告就可以完成的事，这些事情到底有没有价值呢？
In light of what we learned about prayer and what prayer is all about, if there is something that can be done without prayer, is it worth doing at all?
通过我们今天学习有关祷告的这些真理，如果有些事情可以不通过祷告能够完成的话，那么这些事情值得做吗？
May we be like Jesus.
愿我们像耶稣一样。
May we want to be with Jesus.
愿我们能愿意跟耶稣在一起。
May we want what Jesus wants in our life.
愿我们能够让耶稣在我们的生命中做他想做的事。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Forgive us, Heavenly Father, for our faithlessness. Time and time again, we venture in the Christian life on things that we think are important, are of great significance, yet we've done it in our own strength, with our own abilities, our own understanding, and we fall flat in our face, and we fall exactly where the enemy wants us to be, and that is fruitlessness. In a life of irrelevance, disobedience, and even outright rebellion against you. Not because we don't want you, God, but because we ignore you. And we have not listened to you. We have not allowed you your rightful place in our life. May we be like our Lord Jesus. We desire to draw near because we know you will draw near to us. We will be humble because we know that in doing so, we will be exalted by you. It is when we submit to you and when we resist the devil that the devil will flee. But we have to first come to you. Lord, we need you. We need to see Jesus anew in our life today. Continue to be in our midst as all of us are in the schoolroom of prayer. And soon we will be outside of this wonderful institution. And how much we need more to be in a school of prayer. So guide and lead us. Help us to fall in love with you so much that we cannot but want to be with you all the time. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.